Yesterday, I was asked to offer remarks at a funeral for a longtime leader in civic and community and church leadership in the city of Memphis, Dr. James Netters. Among others who spoke that day were former mayor of Memphis, Willie Harrington. And Mayor Harrington was speaking within his remarks his affection for his pastor. And he also made this expression. He said, "I knew when I had messed up as the mayor when I got a call from my mama." He said, "More than anybody else, she could influence me, correct me, get me in the right path when I'd gotten off, and I knew if Mama wasn't happy, well, it really didn't matter if anybody else was happy, right?" As we think of the influence and the love of mothers, how beautiful it is that our Lord came to this earth through the gift of a caring mother. You see, as God considered the gift of life and love to our world through His Son that would become our Savior, He knew that what Jesus needed most of all, to nurture Him, to lead Him, to guide Him to become the Savior and ambassador of love for all creation, was the loving guidance of the very best. And that's what God gave to us in Mary as the mother of Jesus. Our scripture tells us that as the angel Gabriel came and visited with Mary, he said to her these words, "Greetings, favored one." And he goes on to say later, he says, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." Twice we hear there by the gospel writer Luke that Mary had found favor in the eyes of God. In other words, she was the best of the best. She was the chosen one to nurture and bring forth a Savior, a leader, a lover of all creation. You know, in many ways, as we consider the beginning of the Christian church, even as Peter so often is acclaimed as the rock of the church, and then James, the brother of Jesus, was also instrumental in the early church leadership, may we not forget the impact and leadership of Mary in the very infancy of our church. She nurtured those leaders. You remember it was Jesus who said to John, he said, "Son, here's your mother. Mother, here's your son." In many ways, she became the mother of our church and of all who find faith and salvation in Jesus Christ. May we not forget her leadership, her nurturing of Jesus, and indelibly our entire faith. So what was it, as we consider Mary as the gift of the church, what was it perhaps that God saw in her that made Him utilize these words through the angel Gabriel, "You are favored"? Well, you know, we don't have the mind of God and we can't answer that question for God, but I think the scriptures do give us some hints today of the attributes that Mary brought to the leadership and nurturing of Jesus that we all can learn from. Our text tells us that it was in the sixth month. You see, what's going on there? Early in Luke, we hear where Elizabeth, the one who was barren, became pregnant with a child even in her old age. And in response to that, later on in this chapter, here's what Mary does. Our text says that she gets up, even in her own pregnancy, she travels a 5 days journey to the home of Elizabeth, and our text tells us she served her for 3 months. Wow. You see, one of the great gifts of love and leadership that God saw in Mary as the one who would nurture the Savior of all creation was that she was willing to serve. Isn't that what true leadership is? Robert, we see it in the construction industry. Lynn, we see it in the classroom as educators. If we truly want to lead in our world and inspire others, we must be willing to serve all and give of ourselves for those around us. That's what true leadership is. You know, sometimes we can think of being a leader as one who inspires followers. But true leadership transitions beyond simply inspiring followers, but in equipping those followers to become leaders themselves. You see, that's what Mary had. Mary, the mother of Jesus, wasn't simply a leader in the early church, but she, through her love, through her grace, through her service, equipped Jesus to be the leader and the giver of life for all. May we embody Mary's passion, commitment to serve beyond ourselves and serve the world to God's glory. And you see, that's the other gift that Mary gave to our faith. I didn't read the remainder of the chapter there, but one of my favorite passages of Scripture that we celebrate during this holy season is known by some as the Magnificat, the time when Mary proclaimed the majesty and magnification of God. Here's what she said. After she made that journey to Elizabeth's home and served her for those months, as she was journeying and celebrating with Elizabeth her own expectancy of the child, Mary said this. She proclaimed these words: "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." You see, here's what I hear happening by Mary. Another attribute that God saw in her to make her favored, the best of the best, the gift of creation to nurture His Son, that even beyond her being a servant of her kinsperson, of those around her, most of all, Mary was willing to make God bigger and herself smaller. She nurtured Jesus to prepare Him to be the Savior of the world. Isn't that what happens when we magnify something? You know, I remember as a child, just a few years ago, playing with a magnifying glass. And Robert, I'd take those magnifying glasses when I wasn't trying to burn stuff and set them on fire. I'd hold that magnifying glass up to my face. You ever done that? You hold a magnifying glass up to your face, and I'd look at it in the mirror, and it'd make my eye that big. And even as it would make my eye larger, it would make it seem like the rest of me smaller. Hear the words. Mary said, "I magnify the Lord." And in magnifying God, she was willing to make herself smaller. Friends, I embrace that call. I know I'm going to fall short of that call. But as I see the inspiration of Mary, the mother of Jesus, to not only serve, friends, our hope, the church's hope, the way we express light in the darkness and brokenness of this world right now is not to lift up ourselves or even our own opinions, but to magnify Almighty God above. To be willing, even those of us who are the biggest in our faith, maybe, to become smaller, so our God is larger for all of creation. So this day, I celebrate the gift of a Savior come down from heaven, and the mother who found favor in God's eyes to nurture him and lead him with service and love forever. Amen. Friends, as we reflect upon God's word for us, I invite you now to join with me as we share in prayer for one another and with one another, as we lift up the prayers of the people. Oh Lord, we bow in your presence, giving you glory and praising you for the holiness of this season. May we learn from the mother who nurtured you, O Jesus, to serve those around us and to magnify you even beyond ourselves, that we may know the joy of our salvation. For you see, that's how Mary ended her Magnificat. Not only did she magnify the Lord, but she found joy in her spirit. When we walk in your ways, O God, and seek to serve you and bring your light and love into this world, then we as your people know the joy that only you can give. Will you embrace all who pray with me now with the beauty of this holy season, with the joy found only in you as they celebrate your birth with loved ones this holy Christmas season? God, even as we glorify your name and seek to serve you, we ask your blessing upon your church, this congregation, every congregation, wherever your gospel is practiced and proclaimed. Will you, O God, inspire and empower your people in ministry? We pray for our nation. In many ways, these are troubling times in our land. We are facing the destruction of this virus and ask that more and more people continue to find healing even as the vaccine is administered. We search for healing in the brokenness of our land. God, it's so hard when there are those that we disagree with, and sometimes they're even our enemies. Will you help us to focus most of all on what unites us, O Lord? What we can do together through your love, to love even as you loved us, even when we were unlovable. Bring healing, O God, to this land. In the words of your prophet, we humble ourselves. We seek your face. We turn from our own sins and we seek you to restore our land. We pray, O God, for the weak, the sick, the hopeless, the hurting, the grieving. Every prayer concern that we've mentioned verbally that have been written virtually today, but also those friends and families of each of us praying right now, and even ourselves. You know the need, O God, whether it be spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, or professional. You are the physician. Will you hear our prayers? And if our heart's desires can be in accordance with your holy will and plan for our life, will you pour forth, O God, miracles of grace? We pray for each other and with one another. And now, God, as your children, we say the words you taught us, praying, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not, O God, into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen.